Okay, next on the agenda is another public hearing on designating Franklin Street as one-way and restricting through truck traffic. Angela Tucker.
Good evening. City staff has been working on traffic calming issues throughout the Woolen Mills neighborhood. Traffic calming on Fairway Avenue, Chesapeake Street, East Market Street, and Franklin Street is listed as their number one capital improvement priority. Because of a recent truck accident, we've been asked to address truck traffic on Franklin Street at tonight's meeting. Depending on the outcome of how Franklin Street truck traffic is handled, we will address cut-through traffic in general along Franklin Street when we talk with the neighborhood on October 26th regarding overall neighborhood traffic calming plan. Provided in your packet is a staff report outlining the pros and cons of three recommendations for action. The first recommendation suggests that both concerned residents and business owners work together to create a voluntary plan that minimizes the mix of industrial traffic along a residential street. We believe it's important that all parties understand each other's needs and work to fix them cooperatively. The second recommendation allows, by amendment to City Code Section 15-73, to put in place a through truck restriction on Franklin Street between East Market Street and Carlton Road. This restriction will prohibit those trucks not conducting business directly on Franklin Street to use an alternate route. This also restricts those trucks greater than two axles. The third recommendation offers to restrict all traffic along Franklin Street between East Market Street and Carlton Road to one-way traffic only southbound. This will cut the daily total traffic volume of approximately 1,700 vehicles in half. And we're available to answer questions now and after the public hearing.
Are there questions, clarification, before we have a public hearing?
So just to clarify, the ordinance before us only addresses the truck traffic issue, not one-way traffic.
Correct.
But the ordinance requires that you address it, the current ordinance requires that you address it through an ordinance change. If you have an interest in pursuing the one-way, that can be done by a simple motion.
That's
direct
the
correct staff to do that.
Yeah.
That's why it's not listed. Okay. Probably should have been.
Other questions? I have a couple of questions just for clarification before we have the hearing. There was a recent truck accident, but in addition to those, the neighborhood concern for a while has just been the noise and perceived danger of cement trucks and other big trucks. So it's not just the issue of a truck accident kind of causing this to come to our attention. That's
what we understand, yes. We understand that as well.
And can you talk a little bit about if the street was closed to trucks, how that would work and what our experiences are? I mean, exactly what's more specifically what trucks that would affect and what our experience is with enforcing that on other streets where trucks are prohibited.
I probably can't offer but so much with regards to enforcement. The city currently has about a dozen other streets throughout the city restricted to through trucks, and these would be trucks without business directly on the restricted street. They are also trucks greater than two axles. Generally, that doesn't include the delivery trucks and panel trucks. It also doesn't include pickup trucks and what they call dualies, which are pickups with the four tires on the back axle. But it would cover the tractor trailers not conducting business at the van lines at the end of East Market. It would certainly cover the cement trucks. And that is what we understand generates a lot of the noise, particularly early morning noise.
Okay. And do you receive complaints in your department about truck traffic on streets that are supposed to be closed to through trucks?
One street we've discussed recently